Welcome to the Tweet Trends Podcast. Hey, Yvette, what's trending today?
Hey, I'm Yvette.
Hey, girl.
And you are tuned into Tweet Trends. It's the quickest way to find out what's trending today. Welcome to day 12 of Sister Said in the Spotlight. Let's get started. Our spotlight today is shining on a woman. She's an American singer, songwriter, and actress. I just happened to have seen her not too long ago in Dallas, and her name is Beyoncé Knowles Carter. And her quote is, "Power is not given to you, you have to take it." Now, when I think about this quote and the fact that Beyoncé said it, it automatically takes me to one of her songs, and that song is Freedom, with her and Kendrick Lamar. And Freedom, if you haven't heard it before, it's almost like an African-American anthem. Personally, for me, it's a get you hype type song, because whenever I'm feeling down on myself, or if I know I've got goals in place, but success feels like it's just too far out of reach, I listen to this song and I listen to it over and over and over again, just to remind myself that a winner don't quit on themselves. So that's part of that power, you know. Now, in Beyoncé's quote, she's saying that power is not given to you. But then if we go back to some of the other quotes, power has been a theme for many of the quotes that we've talked about so far. When Serena Williams is talking about we're strongest when we cheer each other on, well, strength, same thing as power, right? Those two go hand in hand. Alice Walker talked about the most common way that people give up their power. Kamala Harris was reminding young women and girls that they are powerful. And then Sojourner Truth was saying that truth is powerful. So don't expect anyone to take power and wrap it up in some nice wrapping paper and put a bow on top and deliver it to you and be like, here goes your power. The power is already within you, but you have to be able to find the power. You have to be able to recognize the power. And then you're going to have to actually be able to execute the power. You're going to have to show the power, show that you're powerful. That's that part of taking it. So when you find it within yourself, you grab that power, you take it, and you wield it to the best of your ability. There's no reason why you should sit off on the sides feeling sorry for yourself, licking your wounds, thinking, oh, I don't have what it takes. I'm not powerful. I don't have a voice. Yes, you do. These women have already told you. You just now have to take that opportunity to understand it and know, accept it, and believe it. I think that's the hardest part, is believing it. When people have put you down for so long, they've said all the horrible things about you, and at some point, people begin to believe the things that they've heard about themselves from other people, rather than believing in themselves, believing what they know to be their truth. And all of our truth, we need to know it and understand it and embrace it, is that we are powerful. We have power. We can't be given this power away. I was listening to another podcast and they were interviewing Essence Atkins, and she made a statement in there that to me was powerful. She was talking about how she'd gone on this date with this guy and he took her out to eat and he was saying all the right things and whatnot and everything. And she had to let him know. She's like, you know what? There is no certain number of meals. Like, there's no number. You can't call the number because the number does not exist. There's no number of meals that you can buy for me that is going to allow you to get in my panties. That's power right there. She is putting her foot down. She's setting boundaries. Boundaries represent power. You know, you can't let people just run all over you and do whatever they want to do. You have to set those boundaries That's the setup for your power. So what do we get out of this? The quote again is, power is not given to you. You have to take it. But let's take this quote one step further. The power is already within you. You have to take it from within and bring it out.